Our first thought. The consequence of the self-training on the short path is that in all questions, problems, situations, and practices, his first thought will be to take the matter to the Overself, identifying with Overself, and later, when he returns to the second thought, the matter will be looked at under this diviner light. If he turns his problems over to the Overself in unreserved trust, he must admit no thoughts thereafter of doubt or fear. If they still knock at his door, he must respond by remembering his surrender. If he looks only to the little ego for his supply, he must accept all its narrow limitations, its dependence on personal effort alone. But if he looks farther and recognizes his true source of welfare is with the Overself, with its miracle-working grace, he knows that all things are possible to it. Hope, optimism, and high expectation make his life richer, more abundant. As he becomes more sensitive to the Overself's presence, he knows that he has only to turn to it to receive divine strength and nourishment. Submit yourself as an empty vessel to be filled with the intuitive leading of Overself. Do not stop short of this goal. Do not be satisfied with a half and half sort of life. Remember to recess back into consciousness, to the center, when other persons are present. This instantly subjugates nerve strain and self-consciousness. In times of actual danger, the calm remembrance of the Overself will help to protect him. If each attack of adverse force, each temptation that tries a weakness, is instantly met with the short path attitude, he will have an infinitely better chance of overcoming it. The secret is to remember the Overself, to turn the battle over to it. Then, what he is unable to conquer by himself will be easily conquered for him by the higher power.